It's real.
Hi, this is Kathy Forsey reporting live from Folk Alliance International. I have people talking in the background. Those people you hear are Kathleen Coleman, who is our marketing director at KC Cafe Radio, and John Dutton, who is running sound for us today, our technical director. And we also have the Flying A's with us as well. Hillary and Stuart, thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We're here at Folk Alliance here in Kansas City, and the Flying A's have been playing here, played a couple of times now here in Belton.
Yeah, right? And also with Ralph Tomlinson. We've been playing out at the Olathe Library Series, too.
Oh, good.
As well as some Folk Alliance events. We sure love Kansas City. Beautiful city, beautiful people.
And you guys live in Texas, right?
We're from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Yay, Austin.
Yeah.
Love Austin. Great town. So tell me a little bit about the Flying A's. How did you guys meet, and when did you decide to start making music together?
Well, we actually met at the Kerrville Folk Festival, which is right outside of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing festival, and if you haven't been there, you should try to check it out. Mm-hmm. Starts on Memorial Day and lasts for 18 straight days.
Of awesome.
But we were there. We just met in the campground there, and I was actually looking for a background singer for my second project, my second CD, and she kind of stuck.
Yeah, well, he needed a background singer, and I was supposed to sing on 3 or 4 tunes, and before you knew it, I was singing on 9 of the tunes and asking to hum along with the other 3, but the guys kept adding my part, and then I started singing background, and then before you know it,
pushed her out front.
We played as a duo, Tompkins and Adams, and that's my maiden name, and well, it either sounds like a law firm, or you can shorten it to T&A, but that meant different things, so we decided when we joined partnership in life and in music. We were trying to find a band name, and we were asking friends, whatever, and then I looked up on our mantle, and we have his dad's boots up there from when his dad was in middle school with their family cattle brand, the Flying A. So I said, why aren't we just the Flying A's? And it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and it came with a logo, so.
Yeah, a real Texas brand. Right. From Jones County, actually, right outside of Abilene, Texas.
Very
is where
cool.
the ranch is. Yeah.
So you both come from musical families, musical backgrounds?
I'm actually the only musician in my family, but my grandma, Niecy Moon, she played piano for her sisters in beauty pageants.
Oh.
And she used to get irritated because her sisters would get all the credit. But she had to learn all the notes, and she actually played jazz piano all the way until her last days. And, she decided to also compete with her sisters in beauty pageants because, you know, that's the kind of lady she was. And so she picked up a brand new talent playing the accordion. And I actually have her accordion. The trick is the only one she could afford says Larry down the front. So I'm working on playing Larry as well. He's just a little heavy to bring along. But
yeah.
So I take after my grandma Niecy. As a matter of fact, I'm the spitting image of her in
really?
A lot of ways.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more like I'm a hugger. She's she wasn't necessarily
a little prickly, but
entertaining. She's
very
hilarious.
Entertaining.
But
how about you, Stuart? How
my dad is very, very musical, and all of us, all my siblings and I think all play guitar and do different things. And music was just something that I started, and then I couldn't really stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you both are songwriters?
We are, absolutely. Yep.
We both write. We both sing.
The first time I sent my CD, I had a CD I had done it with. I used to sing just to my dog, my songs I wrote. And Savannah Dana loved everything I did. I mean, it was amazing. Felt so good. Then I went to Kerrville Folk Festival and took a guitar with me, although I didn't know how to play it. And watched Terry and Lloyd teach people at the song school, and then would go write a song in my tent with whatever
Terry
chords
Hendrix
I figured
and
out.
Lloyd Maines.
And, who become good friends of ours. And I'll tell you what, the first time I sent him a recording of my music, I went to the post office because I knew I'd chicken out, and I put it in the mail slot so that I couldn't yank it back out. And when he heard the music, he was like, that's kind of what got me the gig, singing backup. And well, the rest is history, ladies. Be careful if a man asks you to join the band. You might get a new van, 2 dogs, a house, and a new career. I'm just saying.
And we are a married couple, by
yeah, that's
the way.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. The Adamsons, right?
That's
the
it.
Adamsons. All right. So you guys are going to do Won't Stop Loving You. Who wrote that tune?
We wrote it together. We were followed by a documentary called Folk. It was three sets of artists that they were following. They actually met us here at Folk Alliance.
Cool.
Folk Alliance has been such a great conference for us. And it's basically a documentary chronicling the three of us, the three different groups, fighting for what they love, fighting for the genuine song, fighting for the community that we have here, and it was a pretty great honor. And they needed a song about love in 24 hours. Mm. And I said, sure, we'll do it. And then told Stuart, and he's like, what? And so we wrote this song together.
And we wrote it and got it recorded, like with drums and in a full full recording. And
title track. This is the title track to our latest album that was lucky enough to get on that first round Grammy ballot. We were so excited. Yeah. Thank you to Chris Gage and Christine Albert and all the crew at the Grammy supporting us. And anyway, here you go. This is a song. You know what? When you love something, sometimes you got to fight for it. It's not always easy. Sometimes this world tries to break you, but this song is about fighting through that for love.
I've got arms that want you, eyes that love what they see. I want to hold you and never set you free. This world may shake me, try hard to break me, but I won't stop loving you.
You drive me crazy, lock me up and throw away the key. Your touch can save me, mesmerize and tame me. This world may shake me, I'll try hard to break me, I won't stop loving you. All right, baby, what you got on that lead guitar? Come on, woo! On the guitar, y'all. Woo!
Your lips are golden honeysuckle, straight from the vine.
You leave me buzzing each time you tell me you are mine. This world may shake me, I try hard to break me, I won't stop loving you.
I love you, baby, I do.
This world may shake me, try hard to break me, but I won't stop loving you.
Loving you.
Loving you.
Loving you.
This world may shake
me, I won't stop.
Try hard to break me.
Loving you.
I
won't stop. Thank you.
That was written in a day?
Written and recorded in 48 hours, I suppose.
Very good.
We made him wait an extra day just so we could actually get it recorded with real musicians.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Yeah.
So, it's Folk Alliance. You guys have done a lot of Folk Alliances. Is this...
We've been really lucky. I think we've been... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
probably
it was in Memphis when we first started coming.
Yep, and... they just can't keep us away. We love it. We love it. And now it's nice to come and reconnect with all of our friends here as well as meet new people. One of my favorite things actually is meeting the new artists and helping encourage them, because in so many ways, you know, people always feel like they're competing, but the spirit of this organization is that we're all in it together.
Right.
And getting the chance to a lot of years, I've been able to talk on the New Timers panel as well as, you know, creative marketing and sharing, you know, my secrets. Because to be honest, if we all get better, we all move to the next level as
right.
well. And there's room for, I think there's room for all of us if you're willing to do the work. So it's been I feel so lucky to get to not only be a part of it, the organization and the magic that happens, but also maybe hopefully inspire a little magic for someone else.
Yeah, and this business for us, it's really all about relationships, just meeting people, relationships
right.
with other artists,
yeah.
with venues, with radio, just with everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can't have too many friends.
No, and hopefully, you know, we get to bring a little joy or sometimes a little extra inspiration or a song that makes you feel maybe not so alone if you're in the audience.
Right.
It's a song about some of the tougher sides of life. You know, we write the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper than therapy, too.
So your new album is called You Drive Me Crazy.
That's it. That's it.
And this is an obvious question, but how did that title come about?
Well, we are partners in life, in business, and in all things, creative and otherwise. And I'll tell you what, the term You Drive Me Crazy works on just about every level you could imagine as far as with in both good and maybe a little bit of growth opportunities.
And when you name a record, you either we usually either try to go with a song title or a line from a song. And You Drive Me Crazy were the first words that she sang in that song.
You drive me crazy, lock me up and throw away the key.
That's great. That title works on so many levels for us.
Right.
And we love our kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't want to change it. It works for us.
Yeah, that's a great title, and it fits you guys as well. You tour a lot.
We do.
You've played here in Belton a few times. You're going to be back.
We're going to be back on July 14th, and it is one of the coolest venues ever. We're playing at Whistle Stop Antiques, and you get to sit in this big, beautiful room surrounded by amazing things. Every time we go, I want to start packing a little lighter so I can leave with some beautiful things.
Yeah.
Sally, who runs the joint, does a great job picking, I mean, exquisite things, and she keeps them priced at a price that we can all afford, which I really appreciate, Sally.
Yeah.
But there's always amazing food and sometimes some
drink.
Great beverages of all types. If you can't make it on July 14th, please check out Whistle Stop Antiques in Belton. It's worth taking a day trip to go check out just the beautiful things. It takes up three different store areas. And like every place you look, you know, some places you go like that and you're like feel a little claustrophobic and have to search for things. There, it's just exquisitely laid out, and there are every single thing she's got is beautiful, and she usually knows the history behind. If it's an interesting artifact, you don't know what it is, she knows what it is, what its history is.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a love and it's an art. I tell you, she's got the art down.
Yeah,
so.
She's, yeah.
And then she opens it up to musicians.
Yeah, and
it's
we have
so
great
cool.
musicians that come by and play, and you guys are playing in July.
That's right, that's right. So. And we're working with Ralph to come back probably, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, in the fall. We try to come to Kansas City area every 6 months because we love Kansas City.
Right. We do love Kansas City.
Yeah.
Do you guys do any of the regionals? Have you ever been to
We
regionals?
Have in the past. This next year we might be doing a couple of the regionals. They've been... The NRFA has been asking us to come for quite a while.
And I'm on the SWRFA board, Southwest Regional.
I'm with a board member.
So we've been extremely active in that for a long time.
Yeah.
Great.
And we've been to Farm.
And I will say to any people out there singing to their dog, hey, I tell you what, sometimes it's worth taking that chance and stepping outside, because a lot of times what you have to say really can touch the hearts of others. And the Folk Alliance organizations are meant for everyone. Mm-hmm. We're touring artists, professional recording artists, but they have a great artist development. Come. My first time I came and played here, I was nervous and shaking, and I was going to try my first bar chord when I did SWRFA. And we had people walk out there, and I was like, I messed up the bar chord, and I thought it was the end of the world. And I had a bunch of venues come up and say, hey, I can tell that you're just getting started. Keep doing what you're doing. And they cultivate you, not just with your heart, but with your talent.
Building those relationships. And they've been excellent. I mean, artists, venues, all of it has been
special.
Coming to us, approaching us, encouraging us.
And so there's a place for even
same thing.
Those who are just getting started or do it as a hobby, as well as those of us who tour professionally as well. So.
You guys want to do another song for us?
Yes.
Song.
Okay, this is a song called Wild Texas Wind. It's also on our title or our album, You Drive Me Crazy. It's dedicated to the beautiful Alyssa Rose Heffley. In this life, sometimes you get reminders that your time continuum in life doesn't necessarily matter. It's all relative to how many days you're given. Alyssa Heffley is a strong, beautiful spirit with an open heart and open mind, and she gave so much love to the world around her. We lost her at age 17. And my whole neighborhood, she lived across the street from me, has dedicated so much of our time and energy to continuing the good works Alyssa would be doing today. This song is actually inspired to those of us who've been left behind. Her mom and grandma fight every day to find inspiration to continue those good works, and we've been doing alongside them. I'm so thankful. So this is a song dedicated to all of us left behind. Heaven help me to survive another dark day. Since you called my angel home, this heavy heart has stayed. They say in time these wounds will heal, and that I should just pray. They don't know the broken loneliness I face each day. Sometimes I hear her laughter in the rustling of the wind, or see her as the birds take flight and feel free again. Texas wind, won't you heal me from within? Take this heavy heart, this old world has torn apart.
This is the Flying A's, Stuart and Hillary. Thank you so much for dropping by KC Cafe Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. We sure appreciate it. And all for all you guys do to support live independent music, because I tell you what, there's so many people that you guys reach that you might not even know about, and it's just such an honor for you guys to think of us and include us today. We really appreciate you and all you're doing, and are absolutely thrilled and floored that you asked us to come be a part of it.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming up and playing. It was great hearing you guys live.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll hear you live in July as well.
Yeah. There you go.
And thank you to all our friends around the world who tuned in on Facebook Live. There you saw it. These crazy things are happening in hotel rooms all around Kansas City.
The Flying A's, and their website is theflyingas.com.
Ooh, www.theflyingas.com. So leave the G out. We got a little bit artsy on that. So I apologize for those who are really good at spelling. And we're also, you can search us on Facebook, you name it. I'm Hillary Claire Adamson, Stuart Adamson, and the Flying A's.
Thank you so much for having us.